All right. Finally, we get to Proudhon. Sorry, my dear Pierre Joseph, for having postponed you too long. But I have to comment before we return or continue with chapter 5. No word yet on the results of the police investigation into the death of Prince, including what was present in his blood. Was the iron excessive? Were there heavy metals? And what about the condition of his body? And I won't say at the funeral because just before this show started, I was informed by the computer that his body was cremated. So, actually, I'm trying to remember, was it before or after the funeral? Oh well, have to double check. I mean, I should have been. So we'll have to double check. Maybe there was actually a body at the funeral. Anyway, no. No, you can't have both, huh? I'm a little unclear on the sequencing. Should I snip this out so I won't look like a total ditz? You'll have to visit the archives to find out. Anyway, what were the re what was the condition of Prince's body, at least from the police photographs, if not available at the funeral? I mean, these questions are basic, straightforward, and that they've been ignored is highly significant. To all who love Prince, let's not let them get away with it, please. We must continue demanding answers to the questions we asked repeatedly. For example, in the June 19 show, you can double check those June 19 show questions rather than me repeat them here. But there was a lot there for a police investigation to sort out. We should know what they found. Continuing with Proudhon, quote, generosity, gratitude. I mean here only that gratitude which is born of admiration. Admiration of a superior power and friendship are three distinct shades of a single sentiment, which I will call équité or social proportionality. Équité does not change justice, but always taking équité for the base, it superadds esteem and thereby forms in man a third degree of sociability. Equite makes it at once our duty and our pleasure to aid the weak who have need of us. Boy, is that missing from the Power Guys, huh? And thanks to Alice, we know why. It's almost as if Proudhon can't even imagine. I mean, he couldn't imagine what we're dealing with. It superadds esteem and thereby forms in man a third degree of sociability. Equite makes it at once our duty and our pleasure to aid the weak who have need of us and to make them our equals, to pay to the strong a just tribute of gratitude and honor without enslaving ourselves to them, to cherish our neighbors, friends, and equals for that which we receive from them, even by right of exchange. Equite is sociability raised to its ideal by reason and justice. Its commonest manifestation is urbanity or politeness, which among certain nations sums up in a single word nearly all the social duties. Now, this feeling is unknown among the beasts who love and cling to each other and show their preferences, but who cannot conceive of esteem and who are incapable of generosity, admiration, or politeness. And I comment, until we are free, I suggest we reserve our judgment on this question for our soon-to-be-arrived time of recovered freedom, when we can develop authentic, mutually appreciating relations with our plant and animal friends, and yes, on terms of equality another discussion for us to have once we're free. As if anticipating you, Proudhon. I met a beast yesterday. He uses that word, beast. I met a beast yesterday, and that was May 25th of this year, 2016, who I believe challenges your view. I was walking at Lakeside Park in the dark, 4:30 a.m. or so, breathing in authentic life, letting my grief empty into it, crying a bit, which brought up the ever-present mucus, when headlights approached and I stopped, supposing it to be one of the false folks there to let me know I am never alone, although I am therefore then always alone, is the point, that there will always be those who mean me ill wherever I go, punishment always following. The car rounded the curve slow while I waited, mucus on hold. And when the car moved on, I coughed up the thick. Unbeknownst, a young raccoon up a tree near me had been watching all of it. He or she began his descent. Usually the raccoons want nothing to do with me, and that was obviously when I was writing back then. Although lately it seems the fact that I carry seeds and occasionally dispense them has been noticed, and there have been what seemed like a few requests. I thought this may be one of them. When he touched down, he turned and looked at me. We were very close. So I concluded, yes, it was a request, and I said as much to him as I reached into my pocket. While I was doing this, he began tracing a circle around me. I found a clear bit of ground and placed on it a small pile of sunflower seeds and peanuts. He didn't seem to notice. Oh, well, he'll find it, I thought, and walked on. He ran after me and actually headed me off as if to turn me around. This was surprising. Raccoons are not known for their density. You can't find it. I turned, and as I walked back, he began circling around me with that loping, gambling, romping prance that animals with high haunches can do. The message seemed to be, let's play. Or I should say high backs, huh? Rather than high haunches. I'll have to correct that. Let's play. There are these big piles of soil about these days at the park, and he danced across one of them, came back, frolicked about me a bit, did a graceful 360. I tried to imitate it. It was a sad attempt. I showed him the seeds obligingly, as if he sensed I was anxious about it. He sniffed at them and then resumed his gambol. I stayed a bit longer, but I could hear the drone, said goodbye, and walked on. Afterwards, I thought about it. It wasn't the first time an animal had wanted to say thank you to me. Although a friend of mine, Kate, martial artist Kate, said, when I mentioned this story to her, said, babies are all so open, aren't they? So again, this is subject to interpretation. An open baby or gratitude, I don't know. But it has seemed to me from other instances that there was a thank you involved, and that this was an example of it. And I am still haunted by the story of the wolf who asked a favor. His foot was caught in a trap, and a man happened by. It was the trapper. And the wolf, indicating his foot, said, please. And the man shot him for the bounty. When I think of that story, it almost seems to me that if that man had given aid, we'd have a different world today. That we'd by now be in that place of sisterhood and brotherhood, of love that is our coming freedom.